This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's T-Bone time. TMI with TM. The floor is yours.
Well, it looks like Felix Bautista really turned the corner, and he was looking like the mountain again for April, but then the calendar turned to May, and especially over his last four appearances, he's been struggling a bit. And look, this is going to happen. He's still making his way back from Tommy John surgery, but what has been the issue with Felix Bautista in these last four? He's gone 3 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 walks. He's got 5 walks in his last 3 outings, guys, after having 0 walks in his prior 7 outings. And looking at the last 3 against the Nats and then the 2 against the Brewers, first pitch strikes have been eluding him. 13 of his 19 first pitches to batters have been balls. And why is that important? Well, when you look at his splits, when batters are ahead in the count and when they're behind in the count against Felix Bautista, it's completely night and day. When batters are ahead in the count, 517 on base, OPS of over 1,100. When batters are behind in the count, 105 on base, 210 OPS. And something that's been very noticeable this year is obviously the velocity is down with the fastball. It's down 2.5 miles per hour on average. And that's really noticeable when you look at his Baseball Savant page in terms of his fastball run value. He's in the bottom 17th percentile in fastball run value when that was just such a monster pitch where he could just blow it by people in 2023. The off-speed run value is still very strong because the splitter has been really, really good for him. Just a 0.91 batting average off him, 0.91 slug, so there hasn't been any extra base hits. But the fastball has definitely been a problem for him. And also what I found interesting, and he kind of had slightly reverse splits in 2023, but they're more extreme this year. Righties with the 790 OPS compared to lefties 524 OPS for him off the season. On the season, he is getting a lot more ground balls this year as a positive compared to this year, to 2023, significantly more. 36.4% in 23, 53.3% this year. But am I panicked or concerned about Felix Bautista? No. The walks are troubling. He's in the bottom one percentile in walks. Not really getting much chase, but everything else is pretty much red in his Baseball Savant page. But it's about this progression with him. And we just saw him go back-to-back days for the first time this season and back-to-back outings in which he struggled. But it's all part of the
But for me, progression.
For me, he can't throw his fastball for strikes lately.
Yes.
And so that, because the split becomes more dangerous when he's ahead than behind. If he gets two strikes from somebody, guy goes fishing. If he's behind, they're not going to fish on that split. And the split, he is spiking the split a little more than he was when he was at his best. But when you're going 2-0, 3-1 on guys, that splitter's not dangerous anymore. When you're 1-2, it's very dangerous.
And 2.5 miles per hour. No, he's not
the same guy. And remember this, we saw this kind of happen in a smaller sample size in the Grapefruit League, where there were outings he had it and then outings he didn't. And there were times when the splitter looked as nasty as it's ever looked. And then the next couple outings would be shaky. And I don't think we're sort of out of that realm yet. And I'm not sure we're going to be out of that realm this year. He didn't look right. He looked really weird to me at the end of the last homestand. It looked to me like he was coming even more over the top and everything was sort of getting elevated. And mechanically, he looked different. And I brought it up on air and I'm watching the game and we'll talk to Ben McDonald. And maybe I'm seeing things. Maybe he didn't. I'm kind of like, this Ben, I'm kind of waiting to see like if Ben says anything about his mechanics, because like he looks off to me. And then I worried about his next couple of outings because of what I was seeing. And then amidst that downturn, they decide to try the back-to-backs, which I get. They're trying to win a game, and they haven't won many games. But that was probably not an ideal time to go back-to-back, given how the two previous outings went.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
His fastball command better be impeccable. Like, it better be impeccable. And it's far from it, but like, if this is kind of what he's going to be like physically for the next couple of months or whatever, then that fastball, if you're missing with the fastball, you better be missing a way and down, not up.
And that's what Ken was saying, where the fastball's got to be better because you got to get strike one. Because him behind, it just takes the splitter a little
bit. But if you're him and
equation.
You know you're not commanding your fastball and you know your fastball velo's down,
yeah,
you're going to be like, are you going to, how often are you going to?
Sure. Sure, but look,
how often are you going to throw that in a high leverage situation first pitch if they're already thinking fastball?
Even in 2023, and this in part was why you were provoked saying Yennier Cano being the closer, and he was phenomenal to start that year. Walks would be an issue for him even during that extremely dominant year, and that's when he would run into trouble, and that's when he would blow saves.
Look, you got to look at everything now through the prism of where this franchise is and how far they are from where they thought they'd be and how far, frankly, I think all of us think they are from being anywhere close to that. This is a guy who, for me, and we'll talk a lot more about this tomorrow, but for me, if he does get in a stretch where he looks like himself 3-4 times in a row, I'm trying to get him out of here. That to me would be the proactive for an organization that's always talking about taking the long view and seeing things and keeping windows open. Like, I think we've seen the best of this guy. He was so dominant at such a different level, out of the blue, with a couple of years of control left and not many save situations that are really going to matter this year.
At the deadline, you might be able to get a lot for him. Yeah.
I, Boy, oh boy. Because I don't think it's going to be consistency. And if he gets consistent, I'm trying to sell high on him.
I could see that. Well, if whoever's doing the trading at the deadline is smart.
I mean, prior to this four-game stretch, he went 9 consecutive outings without giving up a run. 9 innings, 11 strikeouts, had 3 walks.
And those last 2 or 3, they look like Felix Bautista.
Yeah.
He's dominant.
Yeah. Has there ever been a Tommy John return that went smoothly? It seems like this is the case. When you get a guy back from Tommy John, there's peaks and valleys. That's like when people talk about, well, Kyle Bradish is coming back in July.
Oh,
like,
stop.
See, like, you're not, like, whatever you get out of him is a bonus.
30 games out of first place? No, let him pitch more than 3 innings here or there?
I just mean when you're talking about, like, when the season started and you're like, you're getting Kyle Bradish. Like, you don't know what Kyle Bradish is going to look like.
No.
You just don't. Hey, coming up next, you love T-Bone. More coming, because he's hosting Bounce Back Fallback next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.